Last time we spoke about the Isra of Svichin. Svichin, in short, was that anything that grows, anything that has to be planted every single year, vegetables, spices, grains, all those kind of things, if you even if they grow by themselves and no one planted them, they're also anyhow. The obvious person, which is what we spoke about last time, who is affected by that din, is consumers. You walk into the store and they're selling tomatoes, so then you have to, if they're svichin, then they're usher. It doesn't make a difference whether the person did any isser or didn't do an isser. So the one who it most affects, seemingly, is the consumers. The
seller, too, you can't sell it.
The same thing. No kind of businesses. Today, we're going to talk about what it has to do with farmers. We're going to find out two very significant kulos from the Chazon Ish that have to do with farmers and play a very big role in people who want to be keep Shemitah, follow these two kulos of the Chazon Ish. Okay, now, to get us into it, we had said last time that Svichin only applies to vegetables, things that grow each time, and fruits don't have the issue of Svichin. So if you're a farmer, there are still two Isurim that you have about your fruit, or two halachas you have to think about for your fruit. One is that you can't, you have to have all kinds of rules about how you take care of them. Okay, you can't do all kinds of work on them. And the other thing is that it's hefker. Okay, now those two we've already heard, there are ways to, if I can use the word, get around it, which is to say, taking care of your produce, especially if you hold like Chazon Ish, that you can do things for ukmi ilana for the fruit, not just ukmi ilana for the tree. So there's a lot you could do that all the malachas to Rabbanan that keep the tree from falling apart and to keep the fruit from just rotting, you could do all kinds of things. Because there's a lot of malachas that the farmers can do, and there are people who set and give direction to farmers how to manage your fruit trees over Shemitah, that they should produce some kind of a reasonable product. The second thing is that it's hefker. And for that, the way if I could use the word get around, hefker is that the farms are out in the middle of no place, and that's in the hefker, and anybody who wants to can come in and take an orange if they want to. But in Lamaisa, no one does. Well, there's a limited amount of people who come out there, but they all use the Oitche Bezdin, which is to say, the Bezdin appoints somebody, that is to say the farmer, to collect all the fruit, put into packages, deliver it to the cities, and do all that work so that the people who want the oranges can actually get the oranges. And they pay the farmer for all that work, which they're allowed to. They're not paying for the fruit, they're paying for everything else. And the farmer can make a certain amount of money, a significant amount of money, doing all that work that he would usually do. He doesn't get paid for his orange per se, but by designating this farmer to take care of his own field, or what is his own field, he makes some money out of that. Okay, so he's avoiding the hefker. If he knows how to take care of his farm, he can have a reasonable amount of produce, and he can make money out of it also. Okay, and that system of Oitche Bezdin, we'll hear more about it when we get to that topic, but the system of Oitche Bezdin allows farmers to make money on fruit. But seemingly, a farmer who deals with vegetables or grains or herbs is out of business, because nothing could grow. It's not like fruits, that the fruits are going to grow and they're going to be mutter. If I grow cucumbers, I can't do anything on Shemitah. What am I going to do? I seem to be out of business. Okay? So we're going to find out today two different methods that they are of that they can actually have produce, both on these very significant kulos from the Chazon Ish. So like this. We saw many weeks ago that different produce, if you want to know if it's a Shemitah produce or not a Shemitah produce, okay? if you pick up, in a week from now, it's going to be already in Shemitah, and a person's going to pick up an orange, how will we know if it's a Shemitah orange or not a Shemitah orange? So for most produce, it depends on when it grew a third. If it grew a third during Shemitah, if it reached that stage of growth, of being a third grown, for most produce, that's the year that it's designated by. So for example, as an orange, if you pick up an orange in a week from now, I mean, of course, it didn't grow in a third in Shemitah. The first third of the growth was in the year before Shemitah, and therefore it would be mutter. The one major exception is...
That's what you call chanata?
What? We talked about this a few weeks ago. Yes, yeah. Yes. For this thing we call chanata, correct.
There are sheetas in it.
Yes, we talked about it some time ago.
I remember that. I would have to read it for that one.
Okay. But the one major exception to that is yirakos. Okay? Yirakos means things that you do not eat the seed of it. It's something that gets planted every year, and you don't eat the seed. You eat the fleshy part or the leafy part of the product, like a lettuce. Okay, what we would call it, the closest we have to calling it is vegetables. Okay, so vegetables. The dinner goes by lakita. When you pull it off the ground after the year designated by. So that means is that it comes this year, a week from Sunday, you know, the day after, on Tzom Gedalia, if you pick a tomato off the ground, that's a Shemitah tomato, even though the tomato grew 98% of its growth was during the sixth year, doesn't make a difference, it goes by when you pick it up. Okay? So, that's for most halachas of Shemitah. There's a machlokes rishonim whether that rule that I just told you applies also for the din of Svichin also. The Rambam says that it does. And you pick a, like I said, you pick a tomato in 2 weeks from now, you pick a tomato, the Rambam says that has a tomato has dinner for Svikin. Why? It's obvious. It's a Shemitah produce, but we go Basar Lakita for Yerakis, so it's a Shemitah product, you pull it off the ground, so what's the thing? So it's considered Shemitah, it's considered Svikin also. It's also okay, that's what Rambam. The Rash and the Ramban argue, and they say that for Yerakis, that's not the rule. For Yerakis, it goes by when it started growing. Okay, it doesn't go exactly when it planted, it goes when it started growing. That means this, if I pick a tomato in 2 weeks from now, and that tomato was already growing during the sixth year, so that tomato is considered to be not an Asher Svichen. It does have Kedusha Shvias, because it was picked in Shemitah, so it's a Shemitah produce. It is a Shemitah produce, but that din of Svichen doesn't apply for that.
How much okay. does it have to be done or ready to pick?
How much does it have to be before Shemitah? Anything. As long as it started to grow. As long as it started to grow. So, if I would just tell you this as is, you would also understand the logic for the Rashi's position, but it's not correct. And the logic you would understand would be like this. What's the reason why they asked Tzvichin? Tzvichin are also because people might plant it and say that it grew by itself. Well, there's a logic that says, then don't look at when you picked it, look at when it was planted. If it was planted before Shemitah, what are you saying? Maybe someone planted it on purpose. Okay, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong with planting before Shemitah. So there's a logic that says that maybe for Tzvichin, we shouldn't care about when you pick it, you should only care about when you planted it, because planting is what Chazal are trying to stop. They're trying to prevent people from planting at the wrong time. So you might think, if that's what the Rash means, that the logic for his shita is because it has to do with when you plant it, because that's what Tzvichin is all about. But it's not true. Because if that was true, then it wouldn't just apply to Yerakas, it would apply to kidneys and to grains also. Because kidneys and grains are also the same Isser of Tzvichin on them, and they should also depend on when you planted them. If all we care about, if since it's Isser of Tzvichin, don't plant, it should depend on when you planted it also. But that's not true. Because the Rash and the Ramban make it clear that for kidneys and Svichin, it does not depend on when you planted it, it depends on when it's a third growth, like all the other dinim of Shemitah. Okay, so we're going to pause now for a second. I'm going to try to give you a hesper as to why the Rashi has such an unusual Shita. Why would he say that for Yerakas, it depends on when you planted it, and kidneys and tfu, it should depend on when it's a third growth? What would be the start? I'm going to give you, not so important, I mean, for what we have to say. Okay, but just a possible start. So it's like this. When we talked about how we know when the year is, we mentioned that there's different limudim, and the Yerushalmi says that the way we know when kidneys and tefuah, what's the limud that kidneys and tefuah go by when they're a third growth? And it came from a pasuk that told us that, or a svara that told us that when a is called tefuah saracha, that when the seed is big enough or viable enough that if you would replant it, it would grow to another plant, that's considered to be, now it's considered to be produce. Okay, in the words of the Ramban, it's called Svichei Shvias. At that point, it's considered to be something that's grown, something that's viable. Before that point, it's not considered viable, and we know that that's a third. We can, that's sure that when it's a third grown. So, that means is, if I planted beans a week before Shemitah, and the beans grew a little bit, well, those beans are not able to be planted, so right now I have nothing. Right now what I have is nothing. When it hits a third grown, that means that it's able to be planted. Now I have something, and I can say, okay, now I can give it dinim of Shemitah or not Shemitah, depending when it hit that. But Yerakas, the definition of a Yerak is something that we don't eat the seed. Okay? So by a Yerak, obviously the rule doesn't depend on whether it has a seed that's able enough to be replanted. I mean, Yerakas have seeds also, but obviously it's not what's important for us. What we're looking for is, as soon as it's edible, there's something there to eat, okay, which is instantly. As soon as it starts to grow, there's something that, you think about a lettuce. As soon as it starts to grow, there's a little lettuce. It gets more and more and more lettuce, and there's a point that you want to pick it, but be'etzim, the lettuce is always there. Now, the thing is, it depends on the kita, it's for a side reason. As to when there's enough water, it keeps on absorbing water and growing more and more. But really, could you say that it's a vegetable from before? And of course it is. Okay, for the fruit, for the grains, it's not something because Yerushalmi says it has to be tuas aracha. It has to be something that's able to be replanted. Until then, it's a nothing. It's just a piece of grass growing out of the ground. So therefore, for those things, we say, if just because you planted it before Shemitah, but you don't have any fruit before Shemitah, but for Yerakas, I had Yerakas before Shemitah. My Yerakas will grow. I had Yerakas. The din is, it depends on when you pull it out of the ground because of watering. But as far as what, did I have a Yerak, can I call it Svichei Shishis? Yeah, I could call it that. That's the Ramban's word. I call it Svichei Shishis. And therefore, they're not usher if they started to grow at all before Shemitah. Okay, so, either you like my reason or you don't like my reason. It's not so important. The short we were up to is that there's a machlokes. The Rambam holds for Yerukas, if they grew before Shemitah, then they are, but they were harvested in Shemitah, they usher as Svifin. And the Rash and the Ramban hold that if you planted before Shemitah and it was harvested on Shemitah, does not have a din of Svifin. It has Kedusha Shviyas, because there is a Shviyas produce, but it's not usher as Svifin. What's the din? We have this not like this here. So Rav Kook, I don't know if it's so clear, but his mashmois is that he's machler on this din. It says like the Ramam, that you should say that they're usher Svifin. Okay? The Chazanish says that Svichin is only Issa D'Rabbanan. He says if Svichin is only Issa D'Rabbanan, we could be Makel like the Rash. And because we could be Makel like the Rash, that means that anything that was planted before Shemitah, any Yerukas that were planted before Shemitah do not have the din of Svichin to them. And therefore, farmers do, it has even a name to it nowadays, it's called Zriya Mukdemet. Okay, they plant early. That is to say, right now, right before Shemitah starting, they're busy planting their vegetables. All the Yerukas are being planted earlier than they might otherwise have done it, in order to make sure that it started to grow before Shemitah started. And if they do that, these farmers can have Yerukas coming up for months, not even for days, for months and months worth of Yerukas that can come up. They are not Svichin. They do have Kedusha Shviyas. And then they can be sold through Eitz Beis Din. Okay, it is Shviyas produce. You have to treat it with Kedusha Shviyas, and you can't farm it, all kinds of things. But within the rules, you could take that produce and sell it under Eitz Beis Din. So by the farmers planting a cook with a no deal, you can't plant, it doesn't help to plant it before, because Lamaisa, it was picked on Shemitah. But the farmers, Lamaisa, what they'll do is they'll plant it now, maybe already they planted it by now. They call it the Zriya Mukdemet, they plant it earlier in the season than they would otherwise, and moms for months and months they can have income from
it. It has to take root, right?
It has to grow. No, it doesn't have to take root, it has to grow. The plant. I don't believe the tomato has. So I think just this is a yera. Yeah, I think it just. We're talking lettuce. Let's talk lettuce. I think it just has to start to grow. I don't believe it has to grow a lot. Have a fruit.
Like Brussels sprouts. What has to happen? The leaves on
just
the outside. Leaves.
Yeah, just some growth. Okay.
Out of the Brussels sprout itself.
I believe out of the ground. It's not clear to me what it is. It just says it has to grow.
After Shemitah, remarkably.
After Shemitah. What do you mean after Shemitah?
Things that grew during Shemitah.
That were harvested after Shemitah. No, those don't have Kedusha Shviyas. You can't be Svichin. No, somebody said last time, things that don't have Kedusha Shviyas can't have Svichin. That's a different mix. Different loophole.
I know how.
So, but over here, these things have Kedusha Shviyas, but they're not Svichin, and farmers do it to the extent, when we'll talk about it when we get to there, that the Karen Hashviyas people debate whether they should give money to these farmers. They can make so much money from this, they do Zriya Mukdemet, that they might not even, so to speak, need to be supported. They do. We might need to give the money. But these people can make money, months worth of produce can go.
Investigation.
Yeah, well, I'm working on it. When we get to that part, you'll hear it when we get to that. When we get to
the money, how they divide it.
When we get to Karen, when we talk about that, we'll get there. This kula of the Chazanish keeps lots of farmers able to be able to shemesh shviyas. There are lots of farmers. I'm going to get to another one in a second. But what goes on here is like this, and you'll hear this again and again when we get to Het HaMechira, which is Rav Kook Be'etzem had a lot of chumras in the dinim of Shemitah. If you follow those, what comes out is you follow those chumras, it makes it very difficult for someone to keep Shemitah, which. Guess what? That's not a surprise. If you open up a chumash, it looks like it's difficult to keep Shemitah. That shouldn't be so surprised to say, oh my gosh, it's hard to keep Shemitah. Well, if you do what he says, then it's not hard to keep Shemitah. And then, a person who's on the fence, should I do it or should I not do it? And not strongly convinced to do what the din says. So he says, well, there's a Het HaMechira, I'm going to follow the Het HaMechira. Okay? As opposed to the Chazanish, bends over backwards, we're going to hear a second one in a second, to have coolers for these farmers, making it more viable for them to keep Shemitah the way he says you're supposed to, and they say, I don't really have the Mechir then, or at least my Yer Shemayim will convince me that I should do the mitzvah, because it's not so unreasonable, because I have all these choices of what I should do. Okay,
looking first, the farmers of the Shita.
It all comes together. It's all wrapped together. It's all wrapped together.
Hey, it's done by Mesa Bridge, you see what I'm saying?
No, it's all together.
It was a farmer.
Okay, so the the people who were fighting against Het HaMechira was long before the Chazanish came and started giving talk about these things. So there were people who didn't like Het HaMechira even before that.
Right.
But the strength of the people to keep Shemitah, a lot of, and they'll tell you, it's all over the place, who tell you that we only do it because the Chazanish tells us we can do X, Y, and Z, and the Chazanish gave them monitor detailed instructions on how to take care of their plants, which allows them to function. And they say, so you know, it's within reason that I can do that because I have all these things that I'm allowed to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. So far, I told you how they could have Yerukas. Okay, how these people could have Yerukas. But I also told you that the Rashi and Ramban say that this does not apply to Tfu and Kitnias. So it means that if I'm a soybean farmer, or I'm a wheat farmer, those are the same fields, I grow those things, I'm out of business. Because Zerim Mukdamis doesn't help me. Because in order to make it not have Svichin, it would have to go a third before Shemitah, which from a farmer's perspective, that's not doing him any good. He'd have to plant it out in July. So that's not helping him make his money for Shemitah by telling him to apply so much before Shemitah is going on. The vegetables he could plant right before Shemitah. But these things grow a third, it's not going to be an Eitzah. Okay? So seemingly, the people who grow Tfu and Kitnias should be out of business, which, okay, not the end of the world, but that's what we... When you learn Chumash in elementary school, you learn that on Shemitah, you close down. You know, everyone goes to the Kailu. There's nothing to do. But in fact, the guys who keep the Shemitah are trying to make some money. That's what's going on. Okay, so, the Chazanish has another Kula. Okay, this one is not one that many people talk about because it's like a Chiddush. Mamash, it's a Chiddush on the Chazanish. I'll tell you like this. And here's the Chiddush goes like this. It's like this. We saw last time that the reason why you're not allowed to eat Svichin is because Chazal were concerned that you would plant. And since you might plant, they said, to prevent you, to discourage you, we're going to say it's going to be us already. So the Chazal, there's a lot of exceptions. That sort of leads to a lot of exceptions. You should have one of them is, I said it in passing last time, was the Arba Sabbas. Okay, there are four fields that do not have a din of Svichin in those fields. Okay, for what reason, but the Gemara about this is, this Yerushalmi about this is in Bava Basra. Okay, go for it. Okay, it's not in Shvitz. It's in Bava Basra. So the Yerushalmi says there are four sadas that don't have, there's no disrespect on those fields, and they're because nobody would plant on those fields anyhow. So since nobody would plant on them, things that grow are obviously, no one would try to plant this. It obviously grew by itself because nobody tried to plant it. No disrespect on those fields.
No
gzera on those fields. Okay, I'll tell you them in short what those are. The four sadas, the Arba sadas are, the first one is a sadat bur, which is a field that nobody would plant. It's left empty, like if I remember one of the examples, it's like on a mountainy, rocky area that nobody plants in that field anyhow. It's not really fit for planting. The next is a sadanir, a field that has been used so many times that nobody would plant it again. Okay, it's not that
the soil has no
right. It's been worn out. Nobody would plant it again.
How do you tell? I guess you could tell that it's a sudden.
If you're a farmer, you know. Okay, and the third is state carom, which is to say there's grapes growing in there, and if you plant here, it would be Klai Karam, so nobody would plant it on purpose, because it would be problems with Klai Karam. And the list is Sada Zera, where there's something else that's growing there, that's Mutter, and this plant that you're growing now would be in conflict with it. It would just ruin the what's trying to grow there, so then no farmer knows what he's talking about would ever plant in that field. Okay, so these four Sadas, they're called the Arba Sadas, and these four types of fields, there's no Dinah Svichin. So the Chazanish says like this. He says, farmers say, and the farmers all confirm that this is true, that if you grow wheat in a field one year, the next year, it's absolutely the worst thing to grow wheat the next year again. Okay, the field, I don't understand why, I'm not a farmer, but growing wheat in the field one year, you no way that you're going to grow wheat in the field the next year. I don't know what to tell you. This is what they say. And therefore, what the farmers do is like this. They plant wheat in the sixth year. The winter of the sixth year, they plant wheat. Come right before Shemitah of the seventh year, they plant wheat again. And they say that since wheat is not supposed to be planted in this field, because this field had wheat last year, if I plant wheat again this year, it's not supposed to be planted. So then, this field is a southern year. This is a field that needs to be left not allowed to grow wheat in it, because no normal farmer would plant wheat in it. Now, wait a second. I, the farmer, just planted the wheat in here. That's the strange part of it. I just planted. The guy went around with his tractor, planted wheat. Even so, we say, no. This field is a field that wheat that grows in this field can't be ushered, because this is a field that should not have wheat planted in it, because it had wheat planted in it last year. So it can't have wheat planted in it this year. And therefore, even though, not only did wheat grow by itself, but I, Mamas, went around with my tractor in nice, neat rows and planted a million bushels of wheat, I'll be picking it to southern year, and That is not Asher Sichin. Now, I have to plant it before Shemitah. You know, I'll plant it Shemitah. I have to plant it before Shemitah. But as long as I planted it before Shemitah, it's considered a Sadin year. It grows, it'll grow on Shemitah. It'll have Kedusha Shvias, because it's harvested on Shemitah. But as long as I plant and I grow it on Shemitah, it's good enough, it's a Sadin year.
Don't give Shemitah about
grows. Wheat!
I thought you mean the whole
premise
is that we can't
cut the wheat. You're not going to eat it, but nobody would want, no if I would want to. And after
the
fibers,
they can't.
No, the protein in the grain will not be
sold. So I don't. So I like
Joshua. You have those bags of flour and those
Kedusha Shvias on them? So my suspicion is that I don't remember either. I remember always thinking Kedusha Shvias on fruits. Okay,
that all my wheat. You buy bread.
No, it could be that the bakery.
I know, but you never saw a bakery that had Kedusha Shvias bread either.
You're not going to get it here.
No, and that's
all. So maybe
so I believe that this stuff goes to animal feed. I have this impression that this stuff is only fit for animal feed. Now, if it's fit for humans, you can't sell it to animals. But I'm not 100% on that. Maybe it goes on schwach. I'm not sure. It could be that it goes to animals.
Anybody could fool you that way. You can't tell you look at the feed. I have no idea.
So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. I don't understand this. He says, well, why aren't we choshish that it'll look like you made it a sudden year, and really you planted it later in the season. You know, if you wait another half a year, he says it's very not so. Shlomo's not so convinced. He has other reasons why it might be motivated to do this thing. He's not so convinced. Other places don't talk about it because it's like such an amazing kiddush that he says. But Lamaisa, the farmers in Kamiya say, yeah, they do that. That's how they do this. They do this. It's called Shinui Machzer. Okay, to change the order of how things are supposed to be done, which is usually you would not do wheat after wheat. If you do wheat after wheat, you've met that Shinui Machzer to go out of order qualifies you to be a sudden.
Well, Lamaisa, they do not plant one year after the other year wheat in that place.
They wouldn't.
They do not.
But this
year they do. No, they do not. It's a fact.
Between third and fourth, they don't.
Right.
But six and seventh,
they will
but
not.
But six and seventh, they do.
Okay.
And therefore, they do this kula and end up with Kedusha Shvias grains, which is pretty amazing that you should be able to pull it off. How you should get Kedusha Shvias grains that are not, for our purposes, they're not Tzvichim. That's the ikur, that they're not Tzvichim. So when they do this, there's a way for even people who grow grains are able to make money during Shemitah. Using a Oitzer Bezin kind of a system through this whole cheshbon, as you could imagine, not everybody's so thrilled about this. I didn't see other people saying they don't agree with it. It's a big cheshbon. The first one was big enough cheshbon. The first enough to say that we should pass like the Rosh, that was a little more, if you use the word, traditional. Like, you know what I mean? It's a machlokes rishonim. And he said, the machlokes rishonim would make like those rishonim. So that, there is such a thing in there. There's such a thing at the Zerim Mukdemes that you'll find the stuff planted right before Shemitah, and that'll be, people will take that. Now, Not the same people who do have them here. They won't eat it. Rav Kook said you shouldn't do that. But lots of other people will eat that. But this one is even bigger. But from what I read, it's when I said people are actually doing it, and I'm making money out of that. Okay?